cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Well, our next guest was a marketing executive at Procter & Gamble for 17 years. Before that, she was a platoon commander in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. Now she's an adjunct professor of the science of happiness at the Singapore Management University and the author of a new book. It's called Dare to Lead Like a Girl, How to Survive and Thrive in the Corporate Jungle. Very pleased to have joined us Dahlia Feldheim, a consultant and author, and the author of this new book. She joins us via Zoom from Israel, where it's very late at night. Dahlia, thanks for staying up late and joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Lovely being here.
What does it mean to lead like a girl?
To lead like a girl is to connect to what was considered more feminine leadership traits. It basically means leading from the heart. So we have, you know, within us, it's not about women versus men. Okay. We all have within us both masculine and feminine leadership traits. But the business world today has crashed a little bit into the wounded masculine, where power over people versus power with people. So leading like a girl is tilting it back and helping all men and women connect to those more feminine soft skills, things like passion, you know, perseverance, people, and positivity.
So how did the past 2.5 years of this pandemic, how did that impact women's ability to maintain leadership positions? My senses would make it even tougher. I'm just not sure. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's you know, there's two sides to it, actually. On the one side, we have seen that, you know, countries dealing better with COVID, you know, 5 out of 7 were led by women. So there was something really interested in the way women led those markets with empathy, speaking for to the children, you know, addressing fear, etc., that actually brought out the importance of these, you know, feminine leadership traits, or I'll call them feminine. It's really not. It's the soft skills and the importance of them, of dealing with today's world. From the flip side, so that's kind of a good thing and a good progress. Today, when we're working remotely, the command and control type of leadership is not relevant anymore, right? You can't lead people remotely when you don't have empathy. You can't innovate when you don't have empathy and you don't understand, you know, unmet consumers' needs. So that's on the positive side. On the negative side, sadly, we do see, you know, women, you know, taking the heavy load in managing homeschooling and working, you know, kids studying from school and, you know, being set back. So that was a huge setback for women advancement. But I'm hoping as the markets kind of open up again, and as many men, I mean, I think that another good thing is many men actually saw what their wives have to do, you know, in kind of balancing act. I saw a lot of great posts on that being run. So I hope as the market open, we actually realize that if we want to succeed in the world, you know, it takes two to tango, right? We all need to be in it. And in this new world where we're hybrids most of the time and remote, if we don't lead with empathy and kindness and intuition, you know, we we won't be leading. We're seeing it. The number one, the great resignation, right? You all know what it is. 40% claim to leave. In the next year, 24 million Americans already left. And recent research was actually done to try and understand the reason for the great resignation. And they found it's not pay or burnout. The number one is toxic environments.
Right.
So we really, we're seeing, you know, there's an urgent, there was an urgent need before COVID. Okay. We know even from 2018 Gallup, 85% of employees are unhappy in the workplace, believe they work for companies that don't, you know, think of them as human being or accept them as human being. Even worse, 20% or so unhappy, they're determined to make others unhappy, right? They're the toxic employees. So we saw it before COVID and we're seeing it much stronger with COVID. So I think all these dimensions, on the one hand, employees are fed up, okay? And they're deciding with their feet.
Right.
On the flip side, all the challenges and the new work environment, the future of work, I think, you know, I wrote this book in end of 2018, beginning of 2019, before COVID, and I gave my TED talk before COVID. But I think in all summing everything up, I think actually COVID made this an even more urgent and important. We're in the midst of a major mental health crisis, and we know what can help. We know how to build empathy. It's actually, we can teach ourselves to be more empathetic and lead more like a girl.
Hey, Dahlia, I want to hit a redhead here on the Bloomberg Terminal. Some breaking news, excuse me. We're learning from Dow Jones that Chevron is going to sell its California headquarters
wow.
and pay staff to relocate to Texas. This is a big deal, Paul Sweeney. We were talking earlier about companies moving
sure.
from Illinois to Florida into Texas as well.
Yeah, very interesting. So again, a major California corporation moving to Texas. We've seen that story before. Dahlia, you're joining us via Zoom from Israel. I'd love to get a sense, what is life like in Israel today, kind of on this tail end of the pandemic? How do you feel like Israel's done? The Israeli people have adapted? Did they feel like it's the worst is behind us? Or is there life back in the cities?
You know, I spent most of the pandemic in Singapore.
Right.
Okay. And Singapore was tough, right? Because rules were stringent. You could meet two people a day. It was very challenging. And then I moved to Israel and there's like, oh my God, complete difference. People are not as disciplined. And I asked yourself, I mean, I thought when I was in Singapore, that's the right way. Everyone's disciplined, well over. But you really saw that, you know, it's not something that can be overcome. We sometimes try to kind of fight. It's a virus and we need to take precautions. But I think in retro, looking forward, it was actually really interesting to see the Israeli approach to it, where life kind of stopped for a while. You know, schooling, I think on the negative side, schooling was stopped, whereas in Singapore, they really kind of kept going the whole time. But I think life is back to its crazy buzzing self. And I'm asking myself, I mean, chapter 15 in the book is all about post-traumatic growth. Post-traumatic growth is when we not only, you know, show resilience, so we come back to where we were before, but we actually leverage the challenges that we had to end up in a better place. And I hope and pray that actually this crisis, and we know crisis, even in Hebrew, okay, and not many people know it. Many people know the Chinese, that crisis is also an inflection point. But I'll tell you another thing that not many know, that crisis in Hebrew, the word mashber,
right,
is actually the last stage before birth. Okay, so even in ancient Hebrew, the crisis word is an opportunity for growth. So I'm really hoping that we don't go back to our buzzing, crazy self. I see more
right.
people locating to less busy places.
Dahlia.
I myself live in,
We unfortunately have to leave it there. We are running out of time, but we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us this evening from Israel. Dahlia Feldheim is a consultant and an author. She spent 17 years at Procter & Gamble. She began her career in the IDF. She's author of the new book, Dare to Lead Like a Girl, How to Survive and Thrive in the Corporate Jungle. Spent some time in Israel.
Yep.
A friend of mine did the IDF.
Sure.
It's like intense. He was there for 2.5 years doing this.
Those people, they are serious. They know what they're doing over there.
On behalf of the entire team here at Bloomberg Business Week, a big thank you and have a great weekend, everyone.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.